Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring some of your favorite Motown artists live. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Temptations and the Four Tops, a melody with Daryl Hall, John Oates, David Ruffin, and Eddie Kendricks, and Stevie Wonder. The next half hour will feature Marvin Gaye. All coming up on this edition of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Here we'll do that song that you wanted to hear. Okay? Can you play it back there, Gil, if you're there? Good luck, Dinah. song means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. In other words, different strokes for different folks. Well, to me it means in the next coming year, Mary and Cindy and I won't be together, but we'll always be together in our hearts. Say it. Someday we'll be together. Oh yeah. And if you have a loved one or someone that is not with you at this time and you'd like them to be here, whatever the reason may be, if you want to just hum along with me or just think about it, we'll be together. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I know some sweet day. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And I'd like to see today, tomorrow, or in the coming year, let's bring all of our boys home from Vietnam. Someday we'll be together. And by all means, let's do try and put black and white together tomorrow. Yes, we will. One more time. Someday we'll be together. I'd like to hear you say it before we cut it off, real. Said Mary and Cindy, like we feel it. Someday we'll be together. This is it, Gil. Someday we'll be
a live Motown memory with Diana Ross and Supremes that was recorded in Las Vegas in 1970 and was their last personal appearance. That was Someday We'll Be Together with added political vent. And we started with Nothing But Heartaches, a live performance in Detroit in 1965. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we're featuring live performances by some of your favorite artists. Well, coming up, a medley featuring the Temptations and the Four Tops, recorded on March 25th, 1983, for the television special Motown 25. The special was called Yesterday, Today, and Forever. Here is the Temptations and the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Whoa, whoa.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Smells so-
A great medley by Daryl Hall, John Oates, David Ruffin, and Eddie Kendricks that actually made it all the way up to number 20 in 1985, and that was the Night at the Apollo Live, The Way You Do the Things You Do, and that celebrated the reopening of New York's Apollo Theater. And before that, a very dynamic performance by The Temptations and the Four Tops together in celebration of Motown's 25th anniversary. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're continuing to feature live performances for this entire hour. Well, coming up, the very first live performance that ever charted for Motown, and it made it all the way up to number one. This is Little Stevie Wonder's Fingertips. Well, Fingertips was 7 minutes long on Stevie's 12-year-old Genius album, and it wasn't considered for a single because it was so long. But the reaction was so positive by the public for this that Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, decided to divide it into two parts and release it on a 45, Part A and Part B. Well, disc jockeys around America preferred the second side, including the spontaneous cry of what key, from a confused musician during a reprise. Here is Little Stevie Wonder,
yeah,
right here on Motown Memories.
The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Little Stevie Wonder with the entire Part 1 and Part 2 version of Fingertips, number 1 from 1963. Well, the radio was a big influence on Stevie, who loved to listen to many of Detroit's radio stations. His first musical instrument was a six-hole harmonica given to him by an uncle. Later, he would receive a toy set of drums, which the local Kiwanis Club would replace with real drums. A neighbor moved away and left Stevie with her piano, on which he played music that sounded like his idol, Ray Charles. Well, by the time Stevie was 9 years old, he had formed a duo with his best friend, John Glover. Well, John told his cousin about Stevie's talent, and the cousin happened to be Ronnie White, newly signed to Motown record labels as one of the Miracles. And that started Little Stevie Wonder's career. Well, coming up, more live performances right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.